Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Magic. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Magic fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive to right field. Northrup throws towards the plate. Freehan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Freehan. McGraw scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Magic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley is hit by the pitch. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barry moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-1 in the game. Lolick bunts and there's an error on the play. Wirt moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Lolick moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lolick. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Kenworthy applying the tag. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-1 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Horton reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cash is walked intentionally. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Cash moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Matchick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Pat Dobson now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is walked intentionally. Alomar moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. John Hiller now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball towards left. Horton catches it and throws to home to double up Josephson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson pinch hits for John Hiller. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.